JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. In today's program, Governor General encourages support for entrepreneurs who promote Brand Jamaica. And later we look at Gabardine in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is calling for greater support for the country's young entrepreneurs who are promoting Brand Jamaica. Sir Patrick says, given the illnesses scientists are now associating with genetically modified foods, it is even more important for Jamaicans to build their strength and health by eating locally produced foods. The Governor General adds that imports drain the country of financial resources and Jamaicans are therefore being implored to rely less on foreign foods.
We must always be proud of Brand Jamaica and build brand recognition for products other than the well-known coffee, cocoa, jerk sauces, and rum. Many of our young entrepreneurs are branding new products. They are getting them out to the market. And we need to support these young entrepreneurs.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen was addressing the opening of the 62nd staging of the Dembe Agricultural and Industrial Show in Maypen recently. In the meantime, the Governor General has lauded Jamaica's farmers for their resilience despite the challenges of extreme drought, hurricanes, and diseases.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Get in the habit of setting time limits for tasks. For instance, reading and answering emails can consume your whole day if you let it. Instead, set a limit of 1 hour each day for this task and stick to it. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
One feature of Vision 2030 is that citizens should work to preserve and protect the Jamaican culture, as well as develop its part to change the society for the better. Citizens are also encouraged to take special care to develop the potential of the nation's children and youths, ensuring all have equal access to opportunities the society provides. To find out more about Vision 2030, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
Gabardine was around in the 70s. Them time there, gabardine was the type of material they say the in thing at them time there. If you know where gabardine is, I cannot say nothing. So remember them time there when the singer, I don't remember the name of the singer, but he made this song and said, Harlina must dream with a dream. You shouldn't sign me gabardine. Go wash it at the stream. You understand? So then time there, you know, gabardine used so around the place in the 70s and just like, oh, you gotta have you say properly know where them used to make school uniform and so. You understand? Valda Brown, Langville Park.
Let your favorite glimpse of Jamaica be heard. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.